Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about being able to spend some time with you today and introducing you to the really smart people who are members of our Brain Trust, including Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary is the author of Crush It, Why Now is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion. And also an upcoming book called Thank You Economy. Gary is, he's the wine guy. He's the guy who's, you know, who's been telling you on the internet about how wonderful wine is. I agree with him. I like wine too. And he's become a social media expert. And he's here to talk to us about this. And folks, unlike some social media experts that you might listen to who actually, you know, just talk about it, Gary actually does something about it. He's out there making it happen in the marketplace. Gary Vaynerchuk, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, bud.
It's good to have you back. Gary, you were on the show several years ago. You've been on a few times since then. And when your work on wine, talking about wine on the internet, on your YouTube channel and all that, when that hit the wires, that was, you know, people were very impressed, not because of the quality of your production.
No, definitely
but
not.
But because of your passion for what you were talking about. But even more than that, you not only had all that, but you actually were able to do something to get yourself known out there. How did you do that? How did you pull that off?
Well, I think that's the funny part about WineLibraryTV.com, which is that I am far more excited and impressed and proud of the fact that I built the brand than that I was the star of the show. I did it by getting my hands dirty. You know, too many people do blogs or video blogs, and they do it, and then they just wait for the traffic to come.
Uh-huh.
You know, fish aren't going to jump into your boat. You know, that's just not the way it goes. And so the way I did it was by going into wine forums and wine blogs and becoming part of the community, the online wine community. And then obviously as Twitter and Facebook developed, I became more and more relevant in those places.
How did you do that? How did you become relevant? When you say relevant, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I think right now, as we speak, the most important website on the internet is search.twitter.com. If people who are listening right now are...
Search.twitter.com. Now, why search.twitter.com?
Because people are having millions and millions of conversations around millions and millions of topics, and if you want to speak to them, they're welcoming to that kind of interaction, meaning all I had to do was type in the word Chardonnay or Zinfandel or Merlot.
Right.
And there was hundreds and hundreds of people talking. Well, at the time, in 2007, when I was doing it, maybe tens of people. Now there's thousands of people talking about, you know, those wines. And
right.
If I was interested and willing, it's very much my firm belief that marketing is about to get really hard.
Right.
And
why is that? Tell us why you think that.
Well, because I think eyeballs are being fragmented, and clearly the consumer's, you know, bull crap radar is greater than ever, and we're just living in a different time, and so one-on-one marketing is here, you know, in the trenches, and that scares people because it's not as scalable and much more difficult to execute, and you know, that's just the way it is.
It seems to me, Gary, and this is something we've been talking a lot on the show about, one of the things I've been saying is that we are entering the age of the customer, and by that I mean the customer is now in control of the relationship, and the customer's control is finding its way, instead of in front of their eyeballs, as you were saying earlier, It's all about the community these days, and that's something that's not in the wheelhouse of 20th century marketing strategies, is it?
I think the customer was always in control. The fact of the matter was, though, that the companies couldn't hear them. And that, I think, is the big difference. And more importantly than that, they could hear them eventually if they stopped coming or through various channels. But here's where I think it gets really interesting. To me, small town rules have taken over, meaning in the 30s and 40s, everybody lived close to each other and did commerce in that local area. And if the butcher screwed somebody, everybody knew about it. And that butcher's business
was affected. That's because of the small community.
That's right. And so now that you know everybody's business again because of their status update and their tweets, I believe that not only maybe, you know, I don't know if I want to say the customer's in control, but I think the customers are affecting each other's buying habits more than ever before, which neutralizes the marketing efforts of the brand, which in turn has a dramatic impact on the bottom line.
Well, what happened in the past, and I'm going back to the 20th century, Gary, what happened in those days was that you and I could be counted on to behave like a demographic. Whatever our age and our background was, we could be counted on to behave like that, and we pretty much did because we weren't really talking to each other, as you said, in those little communities. But now that we are, I think community is trumping demographic in terms of behavior. What do you think?
I think there's some value to that. I think there's definitely some, you know, validity to that kind of thought process. But
mass marketing requires demographics to behave, people to behave in a demographic, I think, not as a community.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and I also think demographics are changing. I think that the demo of a person is pretty interesting because the fact of the matter is that there's so many more things somebody can do. There's many more layers. I mean, you know, there's just so many more places to go. If you think about it, Eric Schmidt from Google said something incredible the other day. We're creating as much, you know, content in 48 hours as we did from the beginning of time to 2003.
It's
that's
true.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hey, Gary, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's there's several, but I think the spot that most people should stop by and say hello on is facebook.com/Gary, G-A-R-Y.
Facebook.com/Gary. That's an interesting Facebook page there. You can find me at facebook.com/Jim Blassingame. So check that out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com also. Gary Vaynerchuk and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gary, how does he recommend a small business owner get started with social media? Stay with us.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.